Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, what did you think about today's cat report in the top picture, and which I've got placed here on this video?
I think it's unprecedented that the president actually called on God and actually raised up his family Bible, a very famous family Bible that if people don't know that story, they should look into it. And that he walked across the very area that people were saying, you know, the protesters slash rioters had taken over. And that, of course, they had called in the military, they'd called in the National Guard, the D.C. police wouldn't protect anyone in Washington. So what does he do? He kind of unexpectedly, surprisingly, just jumped up and said, "Follow me." And in front of all of his security, maybe he probably sent them ahead of time, but it seemed as if his security couldn't even keep up with him he walked over there.
As spontaneous as the Secret Service would allow it to be.
And poor old Pompeo looked like he wasn't going to make it.
Barr
looked like he wasn't going to make it.
Yes, but I love the image. When I first saw it, I was like, oh my, this is going to be an iconic photo for all time, because there he is. He's flanked by Law and Order. That would be Bill Barr and the general standing next to him, marching. Now, we know that the Episcopal Church that's across the street from the White House had been vandalized the night before, and Trump could have tweeted out his concerns about that, but he didn't. This was a walk. He, in his will force, he made a motion from where he was from the White House across the street to a Church of God. What does that say, Thomas?
It says that whether people like it or not, and with all the accusations that I've heard, it's just a bunch of silliness to say that can't be a man of God. He's never read the Bible. I loved hearing Pelosi read the Bible. That was the first time she'd ever read it. As a mocking of Trump, or you get people saying that the Bible is upside down. It wasn't upside down, or that, you know, he didn't handle it properly. It's the Word of God. The Bible itself means nothing. It is the spiritual content inside. And whether people like it or not, Trump could only be doing what he's doing because the divine forces have listened to the prayers of all of us who did not want Hillary Clinton to turn America over to China and enter us into a World War III and basically crash the economy as they are now attempting to crash it. So I thought it was brilliant, because when you call on the divine, it's not like the queen and the monarchy and the kings who believe that they have the divine right of kings, that they talk directly to God. No, that isn't how it works. A new story out today showed Melania and Trump at Pope John Paul II's memorial shrine, kneeling down and praying. Well, that's what we all need to do. And that's the only reason that those who are coming out of this with a sound mind and a sound heart and a sound life are those who were prepared for it, those who had followed the Bible's injunction and Christian injunction to enter into your own closet, your own prayer closet, and there directly have your relationship with God. And I just want to point out that in the Bible, the technical term, for the term fool is a person who has no spiritual relationship with God. So when the science director of the Pentagon took issue with Trump pulling his whole group over to the church, that's good. Remember, science tries to replace the relationship with God. Science tries to say that it's correct. But let's look what science did with this pandemic, the epidemic. The science of Tony Fauci, the science of the CDC, or the the World Health Organization, that's science. So I'm glad that someone took exception, and I hope they quit. Because if they're in the Pentagon and they don't believe in God, then they've never been in war. Because anybody who's ever seen war and had bombs whizzing over their head and bullets whizzing by their head, it changes your life, and you definitely seek out the divine. So we are a Christian nation, whether people like it or not. They were pietists who founded this nation, but it's based upon God, not Allah, not other names for God. It is a Christian nation, whether we like it or not. And when we went to a Muslim nation under Obama, did you ever see Obama calling on any higher force? The only higher force he had was dropping bombs and killing 2 million people. No one wants to talk about that. this supposed black president killed 2 million, and most of them, a majority of them were black, that he bombed and killed 2 million of them. Nothing happened to him. Let's look at the black federal officer, the black sheriff. I think he was a chief of police or a sheriff in St. Louis, Missouri. There's all kinds of people who are being killed. What about their lives? And they are black. So do we say that protesting / rioting, which is then fomented it by people who have no concern about the original cause? The original cause is what the Bible is all about. It's about love. It's about the golden rule. So I believe in any religion, and I believe any religion has the Christian principle of the golden rule in it, and that makes it a true religion. But the people who were rioting, they were not abiding by the golden rule. And that rule can be found in the Bible. It can be found in the Quran. It can be found everywhere. Anywhere that there's a true religion that is traditional, you can find the golden rule. And that's what Trump was doing. He was showing that God stands behind America. He's not afraid. He literally, I was trying to find if any of his Secret Service were out in front of him. No, they were all following behind him, running as fast as they could to try to keep up. This is the courage of this man. He puts his entire family on the line. And of course, remember, part of his family were a bunch of, what's a good name for a Democrat? They were Democrats.
They were liberal.
They were extraordinarily liberal.
Well, and they one couldn't of them, help it. That's the environment in which they grew. They probably didn't even give it any thought. If all your friends are rich and liberal, then you would be rich and liberal just to hang with them.
Just as a burqa is a sign of subservience, and that the very term Islam is, it means to actually be conquered, to give in, to submit, okay? So when you submit to wearing one of these fake masks for the coronavirus, and wait, didn't you listen to Tony Fauci? He just recently said they're symbolic and that they don't help anybody, and that now the CDC report today that they're harmful to you. Don't wear a mask. It is a sign of subservience. It's a sign of the kind of control that the protests are about, not the riots.
Can we talk about that? Because that's what we call agitation propaganda. We are in an information war. We've explained this for many years. It is a war for your mind, and we have battlefields all around the world. These battlefields could be coronavirus. That's a propaganda war right there. Then you have the terrorist attacks all over the world simultaneously. That's another battlefield. What is agitation propaganda?
Well, it's what we saw in the aggressive, violent riots that happened after the Pussy March when Trump was elected, and they had the Pussy Hat March, okay? So right after that, they had riots. Well, they arrested 240 people. All of them went to jail, and all of them got 10-year terms. And so all the people who came forward, Soros and all his buddies and all the liberal Democrats and all the Hollywood imbeciles who put up money for them, lost all their money because it didn't help them. They all went to jail. It's automatic. If you riot in D.C., automatic 10-year sentence, cannot be mitigated in any way whatsoever. Doesn't matter. If they arrested you, that means that they had a film of it because the policemen are all wearing cameras.
But when you have this kind of stuff going at so many fronts, it's really done on purpose to weaken the president and to take down the republic.
Well, as we saw in not only voter fraud, but you see buses of people shipped in from out of state. We saw that with the riots. We saw that with Ferguson. We saw that with so many of these places where the riots were being fomented. And who was fomenting them? Well, those were brand new chartered buses that brought people in from out of state who had answered to literally ads for Antifa saying $35 an hour to be an agitator. And if you get arrested, your legal fees are paid for. That's what the ads call for. That's what they were in the past, and now it's all over the place. And, of course, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, they promote this. They allow these people to target areas, which has been happening for the last few days. They target the areas, and rioters go there, not protesters. Now, the sad news is, yes, police are brutal, wouldn't you have to kind of have a problem with violence and aggression to even be a policeman? Think of it. I mean, really, you'd put your life on the line for somebody you didn't know to be shot in the head, as some of these policemen have been? Hundreds of these policemen are in the hospital right now. So obviously, they're willing to put their life on the line for issues of violence and aggression. So when they get caught in a scenario, do they get violent and aggressive? Of course they do, because they many times are really, I'm sorry to have to say it, they're just not smart.
But I just saw a video, I'll have it posted on the Cat Report, with a police truck delivering bricks onto a sidewalk in a city with the police officers in their uniform. What is that about?
Yes. Well, first off, George Floyd was murdered. And now, as we had suggested a few days ago, the three other officers need to be charged with murder, because this is murder. We all saw it. You can't deny it. That they, if you read the police report, it's very, very clear what happened. This was two people who were involved in counterfeiting, who the one wasn't going to go to jail over counterfeiting, George. And so the police officer killed him. And remember, we gave you all the details in one of our most recent audio, and people really got worked up about that, because you can go and read it. And when you read it, we don't make this stuff up.
But then the family, which you can imagine has probably been coerced by the dark forces, hires the same pathologist to do an autopsy on George Floyd as has done an autopsy on JFK, Martin Luther King, Jeffrey Epstein.
He's a fake coroner that they always call in, but we all saw how he died. The fact that that film is even still available or was ever allowed to be put up shows that something is horrifyingly wrong with the whole thing to begin with. But we have witnessed it. So those of us who have witnessed it know for a fact that the white police officer came in and murdered him. And we know why now. And we, if you go back and you look at it, it's very easy to see. And so we are not dismissing the fact that George Floyd and many, many other innocent black men, oftentimes, and women recently, have been brutalized by the police. But again, the police have brutalized many people. And also remember that just the entire, what we call the establishment, the system of authoritative control and dominance, is by definition going to have these problems. That's like saying that you're surprised that someone that you sent off to war killed somebody.
But isn't it almost, well, it's ironic, though, that we're talking about two Georges here. Which George are you doing this for? George Floyd or George Soros?
Well, that's the whole point. And I liked what a number of people have said. Some African-American women have said it the best. Why are you doing this? In Chicago, every weekend, dozens of people are murdered, and you do nothing about it. Nothing about it. You have a Democrat. It's all ran by Democrats, and it's often ran by African-Americans now, Chicago. And yet they do nothing about the this is unprecedented, outright gang murders where anybody in the way gets shot. I had a personal friend who got shot in the head because of these gang wars in Chicago. Nothing happens. And then how about, well, we can go into great...
Yes, but you see, you make a point here. These thugs, what they've done is that they are creating these disturbances, and then they hide behind race to protect them. So you can't talk about the crimes they're doing and committing and not solving because they're black. That's their race. That's their cover. And it's the same way if you look at the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds have always hidden behind the Jews. You can't talk about the Rothschilds because as soon as you do, then you're anti-Semitic. And we're just giving up. You know what? This is just nonsense. We're just going to have to call it out as it is. We don't care if you're black, you're Jewish, you're white, whatever. Evil is evil.
Black Lives Matter started as an offshoot of the Black Panthers, which was, of course, a group that had been criminalized by the Department of Justice. And then they turned into a group called Dream Defenders, and then they turned into the Dreamers, and then they turned into Black Lives Matter and started being supported by who? Barack Obama. Now you have Joe Biden and his whole crew putting up money to pay for the bail and the legal fees for rioters, not protesters. They didn't arrest protesters unless the protester had, you know, a bat in their hand, a black mask over their face that said Antifa, that they had, you know, they were prepared for war. Yeah, that's the people who got arrested. Just look at all the films. Now, were they cruel to some of the protesters like they were in New York City? New York City is a Democrat hellhole. It is the worst of the worst. The only thing worse than that is the group that controls their narrative, which is Hollywood. So what did we see in New York? That is atypical. And the National Guard should have been called in. And where it has been called in, then peace comes in. So D.C., Trump did not twice retreat to his bunker. No, he went down there to check it out on his own, out of his own volition, he says. And the lights being turned off, well, that's simply so you couldn't see people inside. Everybody knows that. Somebody's attacking your house, you turn all the lights off.
They had snipers on the roof.
They had snipers on the roof to shoot people.
Yeah. And let me say something about this. You know, maybe the folks in Antifa and the other looters and rioters are not aware of what's been going on in the suburbs and mid-America over the last decade. We have been arming ourselves. We are loaded and to the hilt. Folks out there have arsenals. They have ammo. And they're itching to shoot something. And they're tired of paying range fees. So don't come to the suburbs. Don't come to the places where Americans are armed, because we know your intent. And if you're a shadow out there at night, expect that these trigger-happy, arsenal-loaded Americans are going to come out there and shoot you.
This isn't vigilantism. This is Minutemen, Minutewomen.
This is protecting your families.
This is what the Second Amendment is all about. This
we
is,
first tried with words. It's not working.
Correct. So the reality is that the reason that we are not a globalist nation and that we weren't taken over by Hillary Clinton is because we have a lot of guns and because there's a lot of people who would not let Obama take away their guns. Remember, he tried again with the Small Arms Treaty, which he signed illegally and is not enforced in America, but then he tried to take away the guns again with false flags up the kazoo. He had more false flags.
He cried at his press conference about that. Remember that?
Shed tears. Yes. Because the gentleman who was telling the story was telling a story about a girl that didn't even exist. That child didn't even exist, and that guy was caught, that parent who was the number one spokesman, who just happened to move to that. Do you realize that almost every child that was supposedly shot at Sandy Hook had just moved there within 2 years or less, some of them just 6 months? Every single person that was on the news was brand new to Sandy Hook. Isn't that amazing? And then they went to the White House, and Obama cried about it and said, you have to give us all your guns. All guns. All guns. Because why? What do you think is happening in Paris? Why do you think they can't get rid of the migrants? And in England, they even take away your kitchen knives. They take away all weapons and give them to the enemy. So what are we doing? We are Minutemen, and we are not vigilantes. We are not taking the law into our own hands. If someone comes on your property with the intent, with a greater force than you have, you may use a weapon to defend yourself, especially if it is a legal weapon, which is most cases, if they're good Republicans, they probably have legal weapons and a whole lot of them, just as Betsy just said.
Well, the thing is Soros will first send his human thugs, that's his paid militia, to attack you. And we've got to take them out if they encroach upon our private property with intent to harm our families. Because look, folks, what comes after George Soros's thugs comes Eric Schmidt's robot dogs. And we're not going to be able to shoot them.
No, you can't stop an Atlas robot. You can shoot it with any weapon. Can't stop it. It's a warrior. Now, let's point out that if anybody threw a rock across the barrier that the Secret Service set up in Washington, D.C., they have a picture of you and you're going to jail for 10 years. You know how many people were arrested there? 400 people. No, it's more than that. There's 400 in New York, and then they released all 400 of them so they can go out tonight and do the same thing again. They released all of the rioters that they arrested the night before again today to start it up again in New York City. Well, that isn't going to happen in D.C., and that's the reason Trump walked out there to show that he's got D.C. under control. Not only that, Yes, numerous Secret Service agents were harmed. None were killed. But those protesters got to taste plastic bullets, rubber bullets. They got to taste tear gas. And guess what? Oh, yes, it wasn't excessive force, because why? They have now found dozens of pipe bombs that had been left for these rioters to use. Had the Secret Service not kept them back,
yes,
and had those helicopters not been going over, checking everything,
yes,
out, there would have been pipe bombs thrown, and then we would have had what Al Sharpton called for with Obama, which is civil war and to burn the cities down. It's going to be the summer of burning cities, or as he called it, the summer of riots. We're going to burn every city in America.
He already said it, proclaimed it.
And why? Because Obama had already sent out an amazing amount of UN, United Nations vehicles into every city in America. And that was another treaty he signed called the Strong Cities Initiative.
And that's another thing. Why is he signing all these treaties that haven't gone through the proper channels?
He signed 5 treaties with the UN, all of which have been abnegated and nobody wants in America. So what did they do? They sent out all of the heavy equipment for a civil war to every city in America. We witnessed it. We documented it. We showed everybody. And what's the number one thing they have? The thing we've been telling you about more than anything else, which could have controlled all of these riots. Every riot could have been stopped by 2 of these Humvees, because on each Humvee is a big antenna dish. And it has a perspective of 180 degrees. So anything in front of one of those, when they turn it on and they raise the 5G signal.
Yeah, now 5G is working for me.
To active denial, which they've demonstrated 1,000 times, and they're so proud of it, and they used in all the recent wars, they could simply turn it up and everyone there would run away.
Yes.
How come they didn't use that? Why don't they use the weapons?
Because the governors of these liberal states do not want these riots to be quashed.
And those governors have these things in their own city arsenal.
Yes.
They don't need the National Guard. They could literally have their own police set up these and say, if you're going to have a protest, fine. If it gets out of hand, these 3 Humvees are going to hit you with 5G and you're going to think your brain's on fire and you're going to run away. Nobody's going to get hurt. Why don't they do that? Why don't they take Trump's advice? The National Guard can use these. Active denial is a common practice in the military now.
Well, because as I said in the beginning, it's this agitation propaganda. There are many battlefronts that are going on right now, because what this really is you walk it back. Cecil Rhodes and Andrew Carnegie, they planned long ago how the New World Order was going to happen and how they would roll it out over decades. It was the long war, but because people are so glued to the here and now, they can't look at the historical perspective of what's happening. This is the globalist attempt to take over the entire planet, and they're going to lock us down into a planet that's of digital medical tyranny.
Minnesota was taken over by the Somali Muslims a long time ago. They threatened Trump when he was there that they were going to do this. And what happened? The police said they weren't going to defend Trump. And so what had to happen? Trump, the motorcycle guys came out and defended Trump, if you remember this. So this place is a breeding ground of anti-Americanism that is so disgusting that they have pictures of white Minnesota police officers, they know their names, who started the breaking of the windows and started the fires. They know who it was. It was an inside job. Now, the bricks that were placed there were placed days ahead of time, and they were placed there so that they wouldn't be opened until the person had the right tool to cut them, so that literally you had to have the agitator cut open the wire mesh so that the bricks could then be picked up and thrown. And in some cases, they were bad bricks. They weren't building bricks. They weren't even intended to build anything.
So it's premeditated.
Absolutely. And as you said, they have a video of all of it. We've seen the video of the trucks who were delivering it in some of the cities. And now it's all over the place.
I just saw a video of these $350,000 luxury vehicles driving up to New York stores, looting the stores, putting it in their things. But you know what? I saw the license plate at the end of the video. They are fools. They don't understand that citizens have not only armed themselves with weapons in their homes, we've also armed ourselves with the tools to tell the truth and to disseminate the truth around the world.
And what they don't know is that, like it or not, all throughout America, facial recognition has been incorporated by the police. Legally or illegally, who cares? They did it, and all they have to see is your eyebrows.
Contact tracing, too.
Eyebrows. That's all they have to see. So if you can have a mask on, but they can actually identify you from other ways. And guess what? They just identified the person who was breaking the most windows because he dropped his mask. They picked it up and they checked the DNA and they traced his DNA to the person. So that they're going after.
Or how about the guy with the tattoo? He has a tattoo on his neck.
Yes.
He had the mask on his face, but they got him because of the tattoo. So you see, these are stupid people.
Very stupid.
Very stupid. So it's going to be very easy. We're going to see a little bit. We're going to see more of this violence, and then it's going to settle down. Tell us what you see in the future, Cassandra.
This is the attempt at civil war. Okay. So we had the pandemic, which was supposed to be basically war against China. And that's the Brits set that up, and it was supposed to be an economic war, and it was supposed to bring down the entire economic global financial world. And it has, but guess what? It's going to bounce back. And it's going to bounce back, as Trump said, by next year, it'll come back even stronger than it was before, and that will happen. Now, what's going to happen? This was a pruning. This, unfortunately, was a horrifying, painful, awful pruning. And who was it that died? Well, we told you this would be 3 days of darkness that was predicted. But it's really 40 days in the ark, 50 days in the ark. And unfortunately, and I say this with all seriousness, having so many people I know that have been affected by such things. But in Australia and in some states of America, they've had more people commit suicide than died of coronavirus. So what we're having now is we're going to see a bounce back, but it's going to be what happens when you have an apple tree that has gone crazy. You have to cut it back until it looks so bad that you will think it will not even come back to life. And yet in that first year, it won't do so much. But in the second year, you will have, you know, a completely transformed tree.
And let me say this. We have patriots not only who prepared themselves with the guns and ammunition they would need to protect their families, but they also prepared themselves for a time where we might have some kind of economic upset. We have patriots who have stocked their pantries, bought that little extra silver, things of that sort. And so now is the time that you have prepared for. And so many blessings to you that you heard that voice that said you needed to prepare. Much like I would think Noah, when Noah heard that voice of how to build that ark. Many of you heard that voice of how to build your own ark for your family, and you followed those instructions. And now, perhaps today, you're sitting here not as frightened and worried as your neighbor who didn't prepare.
Yes, and this has shown that the pandemic was fake. Because remember when they had the spring break revelry in Florida, and then the very next day they reported all these people got coronavirus. No, can't happen. It takes a while to incubate. So now we have literally a mix of who knows, 500,000 people or more, who literally were wrestling with each other and couldn't have had any more chance for contagion than that. And what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. Why? Because it's a lie. And we are already reaching, according to Fauci, you know, a little fascist Fauci. He said that, they misunderstood the whole thing. Many more people have had it, and it's no big deal. And it's much less deadly than they thought. And now he says, don't wear a mask. So if you're still out there wearing a mask and you're still afraid of coronavirus, then all you need to listen to are the lies of Tony Fauci, because that's what got us into this mess.
You know, as we were thinking and discussing in the conclave, we were thinking that the next so-called crisis would be insulin, the problem with insulin supply and price. And we saw how many people in the world are diabetic and thought this would be another way that they would try to take us down. And I am just so happy to see that the Trump administration is on top of it, making sure that our supplies for insulin are there and the prices for that drug, as well as many others, are coming down.
Yeah, the New Care Act is great because it makes insulin in some cases go from $1,000 a month down to $35 a month, okay? And everybody knew they were ripping everybody off in America. Now, the way it works is the pharmaceutical companies, they get immunity for most of this from either the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and they're immune for vaccines, for their drugs, whatever. And then what do? They farm them out to China to have them made. China puts poisons in them to kill us. That's why there's side effects with every Chinese pharmaceutical drug. Okay.
And perhaps a reason why you can't get off some drugs quickly because they've actually put ingredients in them that make you addicted to that very drug.
Oh, yeah. Many of us are allergic to the very, what they call, there's
the
active ingredients and the fillers,
the inactive
ingredients, and those are the things that can kill you. They put talc in it. Talc is like a universally known poison, but it's in most, if it's a pill, it's been, into a capsule, not a capsule, but a pill, then it probably has talc in it. But anyway, the point is, the pharmaceutical companies farm it out to China. China turns around, sends us back the poison medicines, and they only work in about 49% of the cases from the research that I've seen. So a placebo would have been even more effective. So we can make sugar pills here, and we don't need the Chinese. Plus, we can make the drugs here. So if we're going to make the drugs, then we need to make them safe. And we need to stop giving immunity to the companies who know that they're killing people. There are drugs that they have killed 500,000 people, and the drug company knew it. And they knew it while they were doing it.
And we must get rid of that star chamber called the vaccine court.
That is so evil because that tries to promulgate the idea that vaccines don't have contraindications or that they don't harm people, which is completely insane. They harm basically everybody to some degree.
If your drug is so good, somebody should be able to sue you in regular court, not take it to a secret court where the victim always loses.
Yeah, so, that was the pharmaceutical war. And then now it's going to be the lack of drug war, which was supposed to be the insulin war. But that came out, and you and your team exposed all of that and even showed a drug that can possibly even stop diabetes and cancer.
Yeah, and these salts are amazing. I don't know if anybody's tracked down the patent holder yet, though. I haven't heard any follow-up with that.
The researchers are trying to follow that through, and the lawyer who let it lapse is insane, saying that knowing that it was a possible cure for both diabetes and cancer and many other illnesses. Anyway, the point is that insulin was supposed to be come up short, and then then the insurance companies would have to pay whatever the price was, and that's just the way it would be. Well, what we're finding out is that diabetes was actually created probably by vaccinations in people when they were young, and then later when they get older, because the type of virus, that a live virus that was in the vaccine, it then causes illness when you get older. So that is the insulin thing. But what's probably going to happen next is going to be an attempt at a food shortage. But remember, they tried that straight up with coronavirus, food shortage.
Yes.
And Trump said, forget it. I'm going to honor all truckers. I'm going to honor all food processors, and we're going to keep them open and blah, blah, blah. And now I go out to the store. The only thing I don't see is some of the Chinese garbage that used to be there. And personally, I don't think we need any of the Chinese garbage. I don't think we should do any business with China, period.
Well, what's going to happen to the Trump rallies? I'm ready to get back in. I'm ready to see those Trump fangirls out there, and people are ready to party.
Well, this is what's happened. The demon rats tried to tell us we can't gather anymore because the Trump rallies were making them look so bad that no one would believe the vote unless Trump got elected, because too many people came out there and nobody came out for Biden. Biden can't get a high school gym and fill it, just like Hillary. So what's happened? Oh, thank you, protesters, because you just demonstrated that the coronavirus contagion is complete nonsense. We all knew it, who thought about it, because what they were telling us was all a lie.
So if they can get together for protest in such a tight group, we can get together to have a jubilee, a revival.
Correct. And no matter what, anytime you go out in public, you can be exposed to the current flu that's being given out through the vaccines that they give at every drugstore in every corner of America. You can get pneumonia, which they also give out. You can get shingles. You can get any of the deadly illnesses that vaccines are given out for. If you shake a little child's hand after they just rub their nose after they just got their vaccinations, you just got that live virus. So every time you go out in public, you have a chance of dying. So we need to stop thinking that coronavirus is going to kill us, because it's never stopped us before, now has it? And it isn't going to stop it, because inside of you, if you actually have what Trump was trying to demonstrate by holding up the Word of God, according to the Christians and the Bible, in other words, the Spirit, in other words, that which is divine, then you know that you're only going to die when your time comes, because that's what the divine has decided. So it doesn't matter. You can be a Florence Nightingale. You can be a nurse, a doctor who exposes yourself to this all the time. How many, for instance, how many doctors and nurses in America have died of coronavirus? Haven't heard of a one. Isn't that amazing? So it's absolutely absurd to think that they have another thing they can pull out on Trump. I don't know. The whole economic collapse, the pandemic, one attack after the next, from impeachment to special counsels to election fraud, election meddling, all. They attack him with everything. If there's anything left, well, why do you think they were flying over D.C. last night? They were flying helicopters, and everybody's complaining about these helicopters. Those were nuclear bomb-sensing helicopters. So Trump was making sure that our Washington, D.C. didn't get blown up, and he didn't run away. I'm sure they knew intelligence that these pipe bombs were being delivered, because they also knew that other equipment was being delivered for the rioters, just like it was last time. And they actually defined exactly where the rioters were going to be last time, if you remember. And it was all kind of a stage thing, because they didn't really have that many rioters. But this time, no, they want to say that Kamala Harris was a protester. She wasn't a rioter. Well, sorry, Kamala. If they have you throwing something across that barrier, I don't care if it's a piece of popcorn. You go to jail for 10 years.
No, Kamala Harris would be too smart to throw anything. She'd just be standing there for a photo opportunity.
But if she's fomenting the dissent, then she...
It's different.
And if she is talking to an Antifa person and encouraging them to do something, she is now an aider and abettor of a terrorist. And the rules for terrorism are basically they have no rights.
Then who is Joe Biden going to pick for his vice presidential nominee? Who's out there for him?
Well, he doesn't get to choose, and it's a complete nonsense. He went to the church yesterday to bow down before his masters, which are the AME, and that's the American Methodist and Episcopal Union, or it's this group of churches, right? One of the oldest black churches in America. And, you know, Al Sharpton and all the evil rioters that go out there and preach sedition are always connected to the AME, and they control what they believe is all of the pulpits, black pulpits in America, in the black churches. Well, that's complete nonsense. And there are many people who have walked away from all of that. But it is said point blank, Biden doesn't get a choice. The rioting in Michigan, and now we get to see Gestapo Gretchen the Witless of Michigan, the governor of Michigan. She's backed off because people have threatened her home and threatened her family, and she hasn't got the guts. She was George Soros's vice presidential choice. So
that was going to be who our next president was.
Correct.
And that's why we were so hard on her here in Michigan, because that was just going to be horrific if she got in office.
Look what she was willing to do. Anything, yes, George Soros said, even up to the point of people threatening her life because what she was saying was pure insanity. She had no backing.
Mm-hmm.
Her person in charge of coronavirus in this state had never visited a single hospital or a single nursing home, and never, ever knew the statistics that were happening in this state. And then when asked one time, gave out completely false statistics, or found out later that every word that woman said was wrong.
Because it was a
wrong
political agenda. It was never a medical agenda.
So we get to see that Gestapo Gretchen is not going to be Biden's assistant, vice president, and they will, the AME will choose
them. And Stacey Abrams, let's just face it, she's obese. Do you think Americans are going to go with this obese woman?
I don't care if she's obese. I care that her thought processes are completely garbage. And anytime you hear her speak, she is awful and she doesn't know what she's saying and it's a lie and it's just some kind of horrifying propaganda. She is going to be like Rashida Tlaib or the others that Soros okay. just... look at Gretchen. Gretchen was totally supported by Soros.
And I hear you. I'm not saying... I'm not knocking her politics or whatever because she's obese. I mean, but I'm saying... For the American people to have someone that is so obese running and could possibly be your president, I'm saying it makes a difference. Rush Limbaugh talked about this, about women who would be presidential candidates that we would see as old and haggard. And look, it's just what Hollywood has done. Hollywood has told us what to expect with beauty. Well, and yeah. it's in our psyche. And I'm telling you, that's going to be something that you're not going to be able to overcome. You can try to be politically correct and ignore the big elephant in the room, but the elephant is still in the room.
Are you talking about Michael Obama again? That big elephant, she was a linebacker when she was a male when they first started dating.
Americans are not going to go for a vice presidential candidate who says she's female but is swinging a you know what.
Especially when we have all the pictures and the documents and the whole
it's
thing.
Because she's a lie. She's not being truthful.
It's so insulting to think that they can get that they believe they can get away with the lie just because it's the biggest lie they can tell. So who will be the vice president? I don't know, but it doesn't matter because Biden's going to lose. And anyway, Biden has dementia. He's in middle stage dementia going towards late stage. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know his name. He doesn't know. What did he say the other day? I want you to help me, Joe Biden, defeat Joe Biden. What did he say the other day? I want you to help me, Joe Biden, win my seat in the Senate. Everything he says is a lie. Why aren't they truth checking him? Why aren't they fact checking him? Because we are now seeing that the demon rats, whether it be Gavin Newsom in California and all the demon rats out there, whether it be New York and the horrifying stench pit of Democrats in New York City, whether it be Virginia, whether it be all these places where these basically fascist Democrat governors are, they are making a lot of enemies. And as people say, thank you for giving Trump the election.
Okay. But who is going to investigate the possibility of this George Floyd situation covering up a greater crime? Well, no, the crime of murder was the greatest. But the other crime that's going on with the FBI and the counterfeiting of money, who's going to investigate the FBI?
That's not a crime. They get to entrap people all the time. They get to they invented the dark web. They invented the pornography on the dark web. They invented the pornography sites that entrapped all those people in the Department of Defense and in the Pentagon and in the State Department, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. All the FBI.
Oh, so they had blackmail material then, and constantly. So they control everybody through blackmail.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. That's part of the gig, and cover up their trail. And make sure that, yes, they have dirt on everybody else. They're not going to get elected. I mean, look at when the dirt they thought they had in Jim Jordan, they didn't pull up until the one moment when he was going to run to be run against McCarthy to be the head of the House, right?
Oh, you mean that lame thing about in the university that he happened to know that, okay.
So, see what they do? That's the only dirt they had on him, and so they pull it out when they needed it. So, there's so much dirt on all these people. It's if Bill Barr does his job, he'll be convicting people for the next decade.